I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and yesterday in our ongoing episode with Fran and Jesus on the job, Fran learned she'd been chosen as account rep for a potentially large account, and she'll be working with the vice president on the proposal. She is obviously all excited and feeling pretty good about herself, but Jesus has asked her to close her office door. He seems to be a bit concerned. So as Fran does so, she says to Jesus, "What's wrong, Lord? Aren't you happy for me? This is a big deal. They chose me over everyone else." Fran cannot hide her enthusiasm. "Oh, Fran, the opportunity is fine. It's your attitude that puzzles me. First, let me ask you, how do you think you got this break?" Jesus asks. Fran shrugs and says, "Well, I guess it's because of my sales record and the fact that I did a good job in cracking new accounts. You know, that's the toughest thing to do, and I'm good at that. And my guess is that's why Jim chose me." Fran's words trail off as she sees that Jesus is disappointed with her. "So you think you earned this opportunity all by yourself? Hard work, intelligence, so forth?" Jesus asks. It begins to dawn on Fran. She's been taking all the credit, gloating and bragging, and hasn't once thanked Jesus. After a few moments of silence, she says meekly, "No, Lord, I didn't do it all by myself. I don't have any ability that is not a gift from you. You deserve the honor and glory, Lord, not me." "It's okay, friend, to be happy about this opportunity. You've done a good job and you've worked hard, but I don't want you to fall into the sin of pride. This doesn't make you any better than anyone else. Remember, I don't measure success by promotions or incomes or sales awards. I measure success by obedience." Jesus strongly but lovingly reminds Fran, "Thanks for the reminder, Lord. Do you think I should tell Marilyn to get someone else so I won't be tempted to be proud?" she asks. "No, I don't want you to back out of it. I want you to learn how to accept position, power, money, recognition, whatever I send your way, and still be truly humble. Not that false humility, but true humility, which recognizes that everything that touches your life, first of all, comes through me and works together for your good." Jesus helps Fran get this in perspective. We need his help to get it in perspective too, don't we? I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we see how the meeting with Jim Clark goes. I also hope you'll join me for our weekend getaway in April, and you'll find all that information, as well as information on how you can get Damaris Carbaugh's CD, Walk With Me, at our website at christianworkingwoman.org.